This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Technology and entrepreneur Greg Gianforte has filed paperwork that says he's exploring a run for Montana governor in 2016. The 53-year-old Republican founder of Right Now Technologies in Bozeman has previously said he was considering challenging Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Yesterday, he filed a candidate statement with the Commissioner of Political Practices for an exploratory campaign. It's not a declaration of candidacy, but the filing will allow him to start raising money. Spokeswoman Amy Lundy provided a statement from Gianforte that says he looks forward to hearing ideas from Montanans about how to make the state better. Montana Democratic Party spokeswoman Nancy Keenan says voters will reject Gianforte once they see his record of supporting policies that discriminate, hurt employment, and protect dark money. So many wildfires are burning across the northern Rockies that fire officials are allowing some to burn because all the manpower and equipment is committed elsewhere. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center lists 86 active fires in Montana and Idaho as of yesterday morning. 7 in Montana are listed as unstaffed due to a lack of resources. They're all small fires burning in relatively remote areas in northwestern Montana and don't pose any immediate safety threats. The Coordination Center's Liz Sloan says it's an unusually active fire period because of last week's hot weather and lightning in drought-parched areas. 4 Montana National Guard helicopters may soon join the statewide firefighting effort. Governor Bullock's emergency declaration on Sunday opened the door for the National Guard to be called up. State Forester Bob Harrington says about 60 crew members are being briefed on water drop procedures.
They're training with the anticipation that they will be activated. We're going to be continually monitoring the fire situation. And then at the point that they're ready to go, if the need is still there, then they will be activated and deployed on the fires.
Harrington says the Guard members will use 2 Black Hawk and 2 Chinook helicopters to drop water on the flames. Meanwhile, 200 active duty Army troops from Washington State are being trained to join the firefighting effort on the ground. National Interagency Fire Center spokesman Ken Frederick says this year's active fire season is demanding every available resource.
We've got over 29,000 firefighters and fire support personnel assigned to firefighting right now. And the bench is thin, and no doubt about it. We have a finite number of resources that we can tap into, and when we start to really get stretched thin, we like to have the luxury to call the Department of Defense and ask for some help.
The Army troops will start 4 days of basic firefighting education today. Then they'll be deployed to one of the fires burning across the country. The nation's only platinum and palladium mine says it will lay off 119 employees and put into effect a contract that union workers have rejected twice. The new contract for workers at the Stillwater Mining Company mine at Nye takes effect September 1st and replaces one that expired on June 12th. Over the past year, platinum and palladium prices have fallen by about a third. 3 conservation groups have filed a lawsuit seeking to stop an expansion of Signal Peak Energy's Bull Mountain coal mine in Montana. The suit accuses the U.S. government of failing to consider several factors when it approved the 7,000-acre expansion near Roundup. The Department of the Interior says it will not comment on pending litigation. U.S. government officials plan to decide this fall whether to move ahead with lifting the suspension of an energy lease on land sacred to Native Americans or to cancel it. The suspension has been in place since 1993, while federal officials consider the environmental and cultural impacts of the lease in the Badger 2 Medicine area near Glacier National Park. A committee appointed to oversee the implementation of Medicaid expansion in Montana has started its work by hearing from state officials who say they're moving so fast they don't expect the rollout to be perfect. The 9-member Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee, made up of mostly lawmakers and health care officials, met yesterday. The group will evaluate and make recommendations to state agencies handling different aspects of the program. Department of Health and Human Resources Division Administrator Dwayne Preschinger says although the federal government will have the final say, the state is doing its part to start enrollment by November 1st. That work involves filing a waiver with the federal government once the public comment period ends, hiring a health insurance company to run the program, and setting up a job assessment component of the program. A 59-year-old Eureka man who was reported missing after failing to return from a day hike in the Swan Lake area has been found dead. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell tells the Daily Interlake that William Hendricks was found dead Sunday afternoon in a rugged area off the hiking trail. Bell says it appears he died in a fall, but an autopsy was planned. Hendricks left for a hike early on August 11th and was planning to hike to Thunderbolt Mountain on the Swan Crest. His wife reported him missing when he didn't return that evening. His pickup was found at the North Lost Creek trailhead. The Lake County Sheriff's Office, along with Swan Mission Search and Rescue, North Valley Search and Rescue, and Two Bear Air, aided in the search. Police in Great Falls are searching for an 18-month-old girl who was taken by her non-custodial mother. The Justice Department issued a missing and endangered person advisory for Azalea Voidovich. Azalea's a Native American, 2 feet 6 inches tall, weighs about 25 pounds. She has brown hair and eyes. Her 23-year-old mother, Marina Voidovich, reportedly took the girl Friday. Marina's white, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighs about 190 pounds. She has brown hair and eyes. Azalea is believed to be in danger because her mother has a history of drug use and is currently transient. She has no vehicle or means to support the child. The parents of a Big Sky boy say the incorrect autopsy results led to an unnecessary and painful investigation into the cause of their 6-year-old son's death. Harbor DeWard died on January 12th after collapsing at his father's home. He had been diagnosed with croup, and physicians at St. Vincent Hospital said he died of complications from a respiratory virus. The Missoulian reports an autopsy by Dr. Thomas Bennett determined the boy died of accidental head trauma. When investigators could find no evidence of injury, the coroner asked the state's medical examiners to review the case. They determined Harbor died of parainfluenza, and what appeared to be brain injuries were the effects of being kept on life support so he could donate his organs. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.